0TR, Whiskey 4, Oscar, Oscar Charlie.
Good morning, Keith. And 0TR. Here for a little bit anyways. How you doing?
I'm fair to middling, can't complain. How about yourself?
It's a mighty beautiful day. It's 71 degrees here. We're just out for a little ride this morning.
Roger, you come over here and help with me. I got another shovel.
Been at real bad, Keith. No joy.
I figured I'd break up on that one when I was talking about your hand fitting a shovel.
Well, enough of that. This last week, we had a big pile of leaves we had to smunch up. We got one of those wood chipper things. So I gotta tell you, it's a pain in the rear. I don't think they're worth it, but we got her done.
Roger, I had a bad water line. I had to replace the whole thing all the way from the meter up under the house, and they left me a mess in my front yard, so I'm having to smooth all this mess out and start planting grass and fertilizer and all that good junk.
For the club, we had to do that a couple of years ago at the cheap price, of course, of $4,000.
Guess I got off good then. I didn't pay but $2,300.
You got off good, and when they come out, we go straight. Turn, okay. They come out, and they forgot to bring the thing to dig under the sidewalk. So I had to loan them my pressure washer in order to use it to dig a hole under the sidewalk. What a mess. And then still charged me that much. And then on top of that, I told them to go ahead and put a new toilet stool in the wife's toilet. Well, I call it the wife's. I never use it. It's the main master one. And charged me $600 for a $179 toilet that didn't work, and we had to throw it out a month later.
If I wasn't to raise some cane about that mess, I mean, you can't put up with that stuff on an everyday basis.
I knew what it was going to cost from the meter into the house, and I'm glad I had that done. They put PEX in. They only put it about a foot deep. I didn't like that idea, but they say PEX can expand 5 times. But at any rate, that seems too shallow, but that was up to code. But, yeah, you're right. And really, I won't be calling them back, put it that way. And it's one of the biggest companies in this area. Now, on the refrigeration side, they've done all right. And all of them are high for that. But I never had any problem with them there. But they asked me to redo the plumbing thing, and I told them to stuff it.
Stuff it? Well, I don't know if you got the straight skinny on the code on that water line, but this part of the country, the water line, the frost line is 18 inches. So they made everybody, the ones that I've ever done, had to go 18 or deeper.
That's what Walder Plumbing told me anyways, was that was up to code. And it didn't seem like it was very deep to me, and there wasn't no roots or nothing to get in their way. Anyways, the refrigeration side, yeah, I'd call them back. But the plumbing side, no way.
Yeah, we used a guy that was local to this area also, and he did a jam-up job. We had a little problem with the water company because there was some problems on their side of the meter. It took them just about as long to fix that as it did for the guy to run the water line.
A new shut-off valve on it for us. It looks nice, and you don't have to have a tool or nothing, and a new lid on it. I like that, but it just seemed extremely high. But there was two guys, and it took them all day, but I think that's mainly because they didn't bring their tool to dig under the sidewalk.
Tom, these guys didn't use a tool. They used a piece of, they started with a piece of copper and beat it with a hammer under the sidewalk, pull pulled it out quicker. They didn't cut anything, didn't dig anything on the sidewalk.
It's just c'est la vie. Now you live and you learn, and I learned the hard way. Oh, it's beautiful up here. We're just north of the house, but it may get a little sketchy. We're up on Highway 11, and should be back later today, hopefully. It's gorgeous out. It's getting a little more cloudy up here, though.
Little man said we may have a spot of showers late this afternoon. Possibility. I'm like you. I got out here real early, started working on this mess because it was nice and windy and cool.
Grass yesterday, and that always cripples me up. Got a riding lawnmower, but it's still the mountain tears my back up. But so far, ibuprofen and that has helped to take care of it. And I got some kind of a patch on my back. But I just couldn't see leaving that uncut for another day or two in case it rains.
Roger. Well, Tommy's signal's dropping off a little bit and getting more white noise in it. I enjoyed talking to you this morning and tell the boss lady there I said hello. Hope y'all have a nice day. Be careful out on the wheels. I'm going to get back to it because I got a few minutes before I got to go to a doctor's appointment. So 73's to both of you. Have a nice one. I'll be out on yours.
Okay, Keith, good to hear you today. And, yeah, you get our age, it's pills and bills and doctor's appointments. Have a good day and good luck on that. This is NGL TR, clear.